board cannot accept the fact finder's report, and we'll notify PERB, the Public Employment Relations Board, of that.
Interim Buffalo School Superintendent Don Ogilvie telling WBFO News the fact-finding report falls short on how savings in some areas would help with increases in other areas.
But the fact finder's report was absolutely silent on the fact that the legacy costs, health care in retirement, was something not enjoyed by virtually any other district in Western New York.
Overall, it's a fair report and a good starting point.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Ramore reacted favorably to the report. It recommends teachers pay a small amount toward their health insurance while eliminating cosmetic surgery. The report calls for a committee to review work rules, including class size and a longer school day. That's where both sides could clash.
And we're not talking extreme changes, but, you know, opportunities to have more days to draw upon.
Actually, a longer school day and a longer school year does nothing. As long as you still have class sizes, oversized classes, the lack of supports for the students in the schools.
Both sides want to begin talks after the 1st of January. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.